Yeah, don't forget June 4th. Happy hour's gonna be in Canton. We're gonna have some fun with Charlie and everybody. Bring your
Yeah.
friends, bring a relative, bring social workers, bring everybody.
The social workers could come through.
It don't matter. Whatever, it don't matter the profession. Just come have some fun, have some drinks.
Come network.
Hey, what's the name of the, there we go, my man.
There it is.
The how do you pronounce it? The Chaucer? Chaucer?
The Chaucer.
The Chaucer.
Chaucer.
Don't forget
It's a nice
everybody, June
place.
4th.
It's a nice place.
June 4th, 3 to 7 in Canton. Let's have some fun. You guys can be Charlie and the crew, and then our crew and everybody who comes, man. Let's have some fun. Yo. What's good? The boys is back. Silverback Chronicles podcast. Your boy Big H. I got my brother Drizzy.
You hit that note. That
Yeah, a little
was a good
bit.
note. That was a good note you hit. What's
What's
good,
good,
bro?
bro?
Chilling, man. Chilling, chilling, chilling. What's good? We back at it.
Yeah, chilling. Another week, bro. Another week. Triple C.
You
What's good, baby?
maintaining chilling.
That's it. Hey, yo, I just want to start off by saying, yo, I'm a little disappointed, but I understand why.
Tell me why. What you disappointed about?
Listen, I love our New York Knicks. I do. But yo, last game, man, yo, they're getting tired, man.
I didn't see the last game. So
Yeah.
I what
They
happened? I thought they lost.
now they lost bad. Like they was down by 30 before halftime. It wasn't good at all. It's like, yo,
Was it?
because the start lineup has always been the same rotation, the same players doing minutes. I think each player averaged like 40 minutes a game, bro. Like they don't come off the floor.
Oh, they need that good break. And Indiana,
Yo.
they play high school ball. They running back and forth, run and gun.
And they benches nonstop. Like they like a run and gun offense. They're nonstop. So if Indiana gets hot fast, the Knicks got to cool them off fast. If not, it's going to be a long game, bro.
When do they play
But
next? Tomorrow, today?
now they play tomorrow. They play
Okay.
tomorrow. I'm happy the Knicks did well this year. You know, they far exceeded my expectations, and I'm sure a lot of people's expectations. But too many people are injured. You know, the bench, they're not really gelling like that. It's just tough, man. You know what? And when I looked at Brunson and fucking Devin, what's his name? DiVincenzo. He just they look tired. They look exhausted.
Yeah,
They
I mean,
look exhausted. Hart looks tired, and they just didn't have it yesterday. They didn't have it.
they've been carrying the team, so yeah.
I don't know. Game five is tomorrow night back in New York. So hopefully that does something. Hopefully it sparks them.
What is it, 2-2?
Yeah, it's 2-2.
Ay, ay, ay.
I know.
Boy,
And
I do love, shout out to that your NYC page on IG. I do love how they capture the frenzy that New York City is in right now because of the Knicks.
it's crazy. Well,
The love is
is it
crazy.
like pandemonium?
The love is crazy.
That's dope.
I like seeing shout out to Side Talk NYC too when they do the after the Knicks, you know, when after the game finishes and everybody lets out and they start wilding out on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
It's my favorite thing to see.
Hey, yo, to add on that, like I love. It's fucked up. The incident that took place. You know the dude that raped that lady and like threw in a lasso with the
Oh
damn
yeah,
belt.
let's talk about it. Yeah. All right, back to crime. Yeah,
That's
that happened.
crazy.
They caught him.
Yeah, the corner. Yo, that video was so disturbing. He's a nasty fucking dude,
That
man.
is like, so now my question is this, right? Well, shout out to the NYPD. They got the strongest detectives I've ever seen. For them to catch this man, you know, he had the t-shirt over his
Covering
face.
his face.
And for
Yeah,
them to
there's the
catch
lower
this
part of his face.
dude, and it's a positive identification, It's phenomenal. Yeah. It's phenomenal detective work on those guys, on that detective squad over there. But let me ask you a question, right? Do you think shit like this always happened? And it's like we're seeing it now because everybody has a phone and cameras? Or is it just like
I think shit like that is always. I love that. You know what? It's you know what? It's crazy because everybody is. It's like, you know, everybody records. You know what I'm saying? And everybody, the phone is more prevalent now than it ever was, especially that now in modern times. So it's great because this guy showed himself, and that's how he ultimately got caught with great investigative work to NYPD. And I also love that when the officers placed him under arrest, the community wanted to fuck him up. Yeah, the officers was like, yo, chill, we got him. They're like, nah, fuck that. He needs his ass whooped. And they were like, trying to get at him.
It's almost like the times from back, you know, like the what times was it when like the town caught the thief or the raper and everybody's like throwing rocks at him and shit like that.
Yeah. Like, they're trying to stone him. Yeah.
Because, I mean, regardless of what you do, whether you like police, whether you don't, whether you sell drugs or you don't, what that dude did, that shit was so disgusting that everybody agrees, like, dog, you can't do that.
It's just certain lines that you can never cross. You know what I mean? And everybody in the public and the police is like, we all on the same page. We going to get this motherfucker. Word. Yeah.
Bro, he threw that belt across her neck, like...
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, he's not gonna last in jail.
Hell no.
Hell no.
The one thing I love, and we all, you know, shout out to family members, but everybody knows that it's two things that jail dudes don't. They all come together on. Don't mess with no women. Don't mess with no kids. If you do that, it's gonna be hard for him to be in any gym pop.
And yeah, for real.
I think it was just like. Just the way it was done, like the belt around the neck, then you drag her between two cars.
That is just so disrespectful.
You got to get him out of here, bro.
It's disgusting.
You got to get that person out of here.
What?
Yo, crime is just, it's like, well, especially now in the city of Baltimore. Shout out to Baltimore. Homicides are down. Shootings are down.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ivan Bates. Shout out to the commissioner too, because they're working hand in hand now. And now all we need is that next piece, which will be the mayor, and Baltimore City could be in a good position. But shout out to Ivan Bates, because I'm hearing on jail calls, motherfuckers locked up like, yo, chill, Ivan got this now. We can't wild out like we used to. And it's the truth, because we seen it in the numbers. So with that being said, what was my whole point of this? Oh, crime. It's like crime is down now, but it's like when it does happen, it's crazy shit like that.
So is it that arrests were always there? Is it more like the prosecution and sentencing of it being a little more severe to reduce? You know what I mean? So like before, when you saw some people, like, it was one or two cases, I believe, that where a person got, I think it was one guy, I don't know if it was in our city or not, but somebody that kind of got out on some other charges and then wound up going up doing something more egregious. And that was kind of the case that everybody was like, we got to stop doing that. Or do you think it's, like you said, like now the arrests have already been happening. The prosecution is now, you know, going for this. And now the judges are like, yeah, we're going to have to, you know, sentence people longer because the arrests were happening.
I think in the United States, we went through a phase of like, give people a chance. There's too many people in jail. And it's like, now that they gave people a chance and they saw that like criminals are going to be criminals. You know what I'm saying? Like a lion is going to be a lion. A scorpion is going to be a scorpion. A criminal is going to be a criminal. If I steal cars, I'm going to steal cars. That's just what I'm going to do. And I think now the judicial system is going to be like, we gave these people a break. Clearly, it did not work out. It's time to fucking keep people in jail.
Yeah, I like it.
It's that simple, man. It's that simple. Especially nowadays, yo, let me tell you something, man. You know, our era when we grew up, in a sense, you know, late 70s, 80s, you know, they used to say crime pays back then. Crime don't pay no more. Bro, you make more money. There's so much opportunity and work right now that to be a criminal, it kind of like doesn't make sense. And if you're doing it, it's because that's just who you are.
Yeah.
Bro, there's so much work out here.
It's so many jobs that are available and many different areas.
Bro, I think minimum wage is like $20.
But the thing is, they don't even care if you got experience or not. Like, they're willing, like businesses are willing, listen, come in, we'll teach you. You know what I'm saying? We'll train you to do the work. A lot of people just lazy, bro.
So to me, if you're a criminal, that's because you choose that path. Because there's plenty. Back in the day, yo, there wasn't that many opportunities for people to get that good employment. But you could go now and be a plumber and make it $150, $160.
Word.
With just high school, and you choose to be running in the streets like Cartel's got everything on Smash, bro. Yeah, and you don't want to mess with those people. So it's like, yo, just go get a job.
That's it.
And I think a bit that's also a reason why crime is down. It's harder to steal cars. Like, you go cook up drugs. It's not, you know, fentanyl's can't be killing people. Like, you got to really know what you're doing. And again, like, why go put my life on the line when I could go work at
Smart, making $20 an hour? Is it also shout out to y'all too because of like triangulation? Because I know y'all explained that before, where like you just said, video, phone, and people IDing timestamp. You know, so you can a part of your investigation. Is you can triangulate from the phone and from people's cameras and all the different, you know what I mean? Like the different technologies just weren't there when we were growing up. Like everybody pretty much has some form of Ring camera that can timestamp all of these things. And people are willing to say, nah, absolutely for this, 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 and this. So a person said, no, that's not me. It's like, all right, dude, like your phone, the da-da-da, and we got, you know, phone footage from blah, 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 this, that, and the fourth, and video cameras. Y'all have done a, like, shout out to the people around the officers and individuals who use the technology to put that stuff together. So it's very hard for individuals just to, you know, like, it's being recorded somehow, some way.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm talking to my kids, like, you got to understand, like, growing up, you're always going to be recorded. So it's just best you do the right thing because always somebody's watching.
You know what? I get inspired by, you know, the new generation on how they pick up on, because there's more and more people becoming young entrepreneurs and taking advantage of social media, like the amount of money people are making off of TikTok, you know, just doing these different business ventures, and they're really being successful with it. You know, and I commend them because that's some shit that I would never thought about. You know what I mean? That's taking advantage of this social media storm, and people are going crazy with it.
Yeah, yeah. Now with AI, you know, you could build a resume.
Yeah, it's a totally different fucking skill set. But hey, listen, if you could do it, man. Get in, make as much money as you can, invest it. Be smart with your money, because the good old blue collar worker will forever be here. You know, for workers that work, everybody has their own skill set. But shit, with geniuses like that that take advantage, even utilizing Amazon and, you know, I forgot what they call it. They create their own business and shipping things, whatever it is. It's just pretty cool. But you know, have at it. Shit, just be safe and do it right.
What's cool no is that, like, what's cool in this digital age that we're moving into is that, like, no matter what, you can't replace a police officer. We can't be replaced with no robot. We can't be replaced with AI. AI will help us, you know, like, maybe type a report quicker. But, like, to be out there on the street making these decisions, that's the beautiful thing about this profession, that, like, we can't be replaced.
Absolutely not.
Can't be replaced.
But yo, besides that, I heard UFC was a good weekend. Did you watch the fights for that?
I did not watch these. No.
I forgot the heavyweight dude that fought this weekend.
The one that'd be like that. Damn, I forgot his name.
Yeah, I forgot his name. I think he's from Texas too.
Yeah, he's from Texas.
Yeah.
I could see his face. Did he win?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I missed UFC this weekend. This weekend was kind of weird. Like, not weird, but in a good way. But I didn't watch UFC. I completely forgot all about it.
I know Lomachenko won this weekend.
I was going to say, I saw boxing, right?
Yeah, Loma did his thing. Mm. He knocked Cambrosa out. I think he TKO'd him in the 11th round. I knew it was going to be an easy fight for him because
I think Lomachenko. I think they threw the towel in. I saw the towel come in.
Yeah, his side was like, "Yo, enough is enough."
Yeah.
Yeah. Now Tank said he wants to fight Lomachenko after he fights Shakur. So
wait, but Tank is fighting the other guy, right?
Yeah, Tank is fighting Frank Martin. They're supposed to fight June 15th.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's going to be a good fight.
That's going to be a good fight. Your man, he's in shape.
Not even in shape. Frank is the real deal now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's in...
Yo, the boy can fight, man. I say, Frank, just don't get into a motherfucking punching match with Tank because you're not going to win that one.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, yeah, you know me. I like the off-camera shit. The way Tank be talking about these dudes is hysterical.
I love it. Yo, Tank, he really be sunning these motherfuckers. He been up in their face, and he is straight disrespectful.
And he knows how to sell it. He knows how to sell now.
I love it.
But he does it so street that it's crazy.
Yo, he's I like, love it.
Did you see they did a conference, right? They did after the conference. I think Martin's camp was like near this door, right? And I think, you know how they separate them? You go that way, you go. Tank was like, no, I'm going that way. So he came with the whole crew, and then they get into like a little, they throwing words back and forth. And when it's over, he's like, excuse me, I'm coming this way. And like kind of like bumped his whole camp out the way. Yo, it was hysterical.
Tank is such a he's such a little fucking bully.
He's a bully.
I love it though. He's a professional bully because he's just so smooth with it. I love it.
I would have been tight. Like, yo, we gotta have to fight right now.
You shout out for all the light skinned niggas. He doing it. Tank is my man. I'm harsh on Tank though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I love Tank, but I'm extremely critical of him because he's smart, but he's lazy. But it works. It works to his benefit because he got that power, and he just waits. Like Tank is not going to throw 1,000 jabs. He's not going to do all that. He's not going to outbox you, but he's going to touch you. When he fucking touches you, it's over.
It's curtains.
It's over. I will say though, Frank Martin is a smart boxer. He can box his ass off. So it's he just can't get caught. He gonna get touched though. He gonna feel where Tank coming from, but he's gotta remain smart and just box.
And that's what we will pay to see.
Exactly, and I'm looking forward to it.
That's smart. I think they took a play out of the Mexicans. You know how like Canelo always fights on Cinco de Mayo weekend. For him to fight on June 9th, what is it,
June 15th. June 15th.
June 15th, right?
Yeah.
But that's right next to the June 19th holiday.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's smart. It's very smart.
It is. I like it. I ain't mad at it.
Speaking about who is smart and who isn't smart, Drake security? So he got shot? One of the security personnel?
I heard about that. I ain't really dive into it, though.
Yo, it's what, 25 years after Biggie and Pac got killed over rap beef? Now we doing that all over again? Well, not we. Them?
You know what?
They didn't know
if it was Chris.
Related to that or not, but they were saying that it you know, because it happened in Toronto by his house, so they didn't know what, you know, if that was because of that or because of something else that was going on.
Oh, so it was probably the timing. You know what's crazy? I guarantee you it was nobody from Drake's side, nobody from Kendrick Lamar's side. I guarantee you it was like a crazy fanatic fan who drove by the house. First of all, Drake, I know you have an insane, beautiful place to live, but to be putting out there on the internet, this is what happens. Can't be putting where you lay your head at. Yo, look, in society nowadays, whether you got the top CIA, ex-CIA, ex-military personnel, is somebody going to bust, is somebody going to shoot at you? They're going to shoot at you. Because this area is secluded, from what I understand. Nothing but multi-million dollar homes. And they go out there and they shooting guns around there? It's
crazy. Yeah, I don't know.
It's crazy. Crazy. I don't know.
The last
There's not a lot of information on it either. It's just that there was a shooting and that was it.
Yeah. One of the things for you all, as you know, last year we were at the National Police, I don't want to say Academy, but we were down at the museum. So this week National Police Week from May 12th until I believe the 18th. I mean, I know you all have talked about it again, but you guys have been in service going on 15 years plus, or if not close to it. So thank y'all for y'all service, but just for the new people that are coming in and the things that y'all are saying, y'all came in under the old guard up until what you see now. Can y'all just, you know, reflect on what that means to you all, not only what Police Week means, but what it means to you all being in service to your community?
You know what? Nothing to ever change my perspective on policing. I love it. I know what I came here for. I know what policing means to me. You know, I love the blue. I do. You know, I serve accordingly. I serve the way I'm supposed to serve. You know, a few things, a few hiccups come every so often, but at the end of the day, policing will always be policing when it's done the right way. You know, if you just come in there with your own agenda, that's when you'll get yourself jammed up. But I tell the newbies, yo, do what you gotta do and go home, bro. You know what? Don't take police home with you. Do your tour of duty. Get your car stops. Do your business checks. If you want to investigate, do that with the right person that can guide you accordingly. Whatever you want to do in law enforcement, you can do. Find the right people to help you pursue whatever it is you want to do. Because if you're in a city department, it's busy. You know what I'm saying? You will find your creative niche if it's in investigations, if you want to do arson, if you want to do family crimes, if you want to do shootings, if you want to go to SWAT, if you want to do, I mean, there's so many different avenues you can go to. You go into sex offense. I mean, there's so many branches that you can get into and really excel and be the best you can be. You can do it. Get what you can out of this job. Me and Dre been doing it for a while now. We kind of seen everything we wanted to do, kind of did everything we wanted to do. So now it's just, yo, just it's all about riding the time out now, you know? So I tell the new officers, man, yo, get in here, your skill set. And then, you know, do supervision, become a supervisor, be a great supervisor, become a great leader, help others. The biggest thing, helping each other, creating each other. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. Just ride the time out, man. Keep your head low. The years will go by fast. And, yo, do your time. Do it right. Don't be a fucking asshole. Don't be corrupted. Don't hang out with fuckers that got their own agenda that are just mean. Yo, it could be a smooth sailing for you if you do the job right, keep your head low, and that's it. Go the fuck home when your tour duty's over with.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's on you, Dre.
I mean, well said. Along with all that, you know, the job, and that's the thing, is that you could age just said, but it's hard because the job comes with a lot of traps. You know what I'm saying? Especially being outside all day and you see so many different things, it's easy to like be like H said, you just do the job and go home, man, you'll be all right. It's a beautiful job, man. It's the only job in the world where you can literally do what, you know, within the legal limits, what you want. You don't have a supervisor in your car telling you what to do all the time. Like, you really are your own boss. If I feel like doing car stops, I'm going to do car stops. If I feel like just getting out and talking to the community and walking around, I could do that too. And it's a rewarding career. It sucks that, like, you know, I feel like we're towards the end of, like, the police hate. I mean, this, and my heart goes out to all these officers recently that have lost their lives. You know, it's been tough. But I think, again, society's starting to realize that, you know, there's no need to be assholes towards cops, because at the end of the day, you need police. You know, it's what keeps society somewhat together, because if not, it will be pure anarchy. And thanks to the men and women that do the job, and also to our military, to our fire departments, to the AMBOs, you know, it's a rewarding career, and you just got to stay away from the traps and keep getting jobs.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, you're right about it. Yeah, stay away from the traps, because you can easily get disgruntled with that place too.
Yeah. You can easily pick up the bottle and, you know, start drinking. You know? You can easily just be super stressed out, you know? As much work it took to get the job, it's going to take as much work to, like, maintain it, because, you know, you got to make sure your mental health is good. You know, you got to make sure that when you come home and you chill with the kids, it's like you're really just chilling with the kids. You're not bringing work home. And I know it's tough because, you know, unlike every other profession, there's no profession like ours. When we come home, they don't understand what we saw. But also, we need to understand that it's not their fault. You know, it's not the family's fault that you saw what you saw. But if you put it in your, you know, the way we used to talk, this is how we make money, this is how we're going to feed the family. So fuck it. Like, if this is what we got to do in order for the kids to go to good schools and live life, you know, that's the sacrifice.
You know, it's so dead on with that one. You know, sometimes I be seeing these young officers, they full of piss and vinegar, boy. They love it. You know what I'm saying? They're excited. And me, I be wanting to be like, yo, just chill. You know what I'm saying? Relax. But I can't steal their joy. You know what I'm saying? Because they got to experience that, and they got to get to a point to where it's like, all right, I'm going to put the brakes on now and I'm going to chill. Cause I don't got that in me no more. I'm over it. That going out, and I'm over that shit. You know,
it's a young man's game.
It's a young man's game. Listen, I'm over the hump. I'm ready to get the fuck out.
Yo, my hips be sore. I sit in a car too long, my hips, I'll be like,
oh. Yeah, I'm good.
All we could do from this time, huh?
What happened? I said, "What my man saying, colors." He said, "Let's run down. Let's get one of them cows. Now let's walk down. Let's get them all."
Yeah.
Isn't that such a good line?
That's a classic right there.
Yeah.
But
all we could do is offer experience at this point.
Yeah, that's it, bro. I want to be a teacher. Like, I want to be the old head that they come talk to and have fun with. You know what I'm saying? Because all that extra shit, I'm not doing it. I'm going to tell you, be safe, bro.
Yeah.
Because it's just different now, man.
It's different. I mean, we had fun while we did.
The camera and social media make everybody experts in everything and experts in nothing. Experts and everything, professionals and nothing. So they can come back and tell y'all how to do y'all jobs, and they ain't never sat even had a conversation with y'all, but they look on the camera and say, "Oh, this is man, this is what I would have did." Like you know, like we always joke, like I would have shot him in the toe. Yep.
Well said, Chris. You know what? Unfortunately, we still gonna get them type of people.
Oh yeah, all day every day.
All day every day.
Everybody knows what they're doing, right? They're all full of shit. I don't go to a brain surgeon and tell them how to open up somebody's cranium and remove, you know, a blood clot. I don't do that.
Right.
I just sit there and be like, wow, that's amazing. So when it comes to us, just sit back and enjoy the fucking show and say, wow, that's amazing, because I wouldn't be able to do that. But you know what it is? Is that like, here's the truth about the job. The job is sexy. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to be the hero. And it's like, this job is the only place where you have the opportunity to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody, and then shout out to lawyers, but like, you win a case today, nobody really, you know what I'm saying? But like, you see a show and the cop is, you know, running after the bad guy, you know? It's a beautiful display of courage. It's a beautiful display of heroism. It's a beautiful display of like, I ain't scared. I'm not taking nobody's shit. And that's what's sexy to like every human being. That's why everybody's like, oh, I would do this. I would do that. Or I wanted to do it like this. But it's like, there's only one way to do it. And that's to actually do it.
Yeah.
That's the only way to do it is go get that gun belt. That's the only way you're going to find out if you can really do it or not.
You get that gun belt, get them boots, get that MPTC card.
And rock out.
And rock out.
And then you'll find out if you could do it or not. Until then, shut up. Because I don't go to your job and tell you how to fucking lay plywood or stack bricks or, you know, deliver babies. I don't do that.
Yeah.
But we're the only profession that everybody thinks they could do it because they want that taste of heroism and courage and like just being badass. It takes a monster to catch a monster, right?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, look at like, and this is, I mean, like, this will pretty much sum it up. Look at Joker and Batman, Batman and Joker. They're both on two extremes. The only reason why Batman could do what he does is because he's on the right side of morality. But there's really no difference between the Batman and the Joker. You know, they both outcasts to their groups, except for like the Joker could do whatever he wants, the criminal. And Batman can't do whatever he wants because he has his morals. But it takes somebody like Batman to catch the Joker. You know what I'm saying? It takes, you know, the Batman's a monster in the good way. He's a good monster. The Joker's just wild. And you need that to catch those type of people.
Well said.
Yo, we getting
what real, else we got, Chris?
We getting real deep out here today.
No, that's that.
We're poetic. That's good.
There were a few other things, but you know, we as the fans know, we aren't fly by night. So until we get information, you know, even hot topics, if people listen to us, they should know that we gather all the information before we really start to go in on it. You know what I mean? We can have our opinions on it, but they're more personal. And us being in professions where we gather evidence and information and then make our, you know, our professional opinions based on, you know, life experience from that training.
Assessment.
Yeah. We will, you know, as we get more information, I know people want to know about some of the things that have been transpiring. So when we get that information, we'll, you know, we like to let the information simmer because it could be a fake information. It could be coming from a wrong source. So we like to gather. We gather information from everybody, from all sources.
Yeah, I mean, information is always changing, especially when something like crazy happens. There's always new information coming in. So it's like, you know, a lot of these people with on these shows, they get on there and they do their hot take, and they're talking about information that's not right because they didn't wait. I mean, the news does that now. The news, a lot of times they don't get it right because they don't wait for all the information. You got to wait for it.
Salute. No, we Gucci.
Flame on, brother.
But that's all I got. Dre, what you got?
Peace and love. See y'all on the 4th.
Word. Triple C.
Blessed out of peacemakers.
That's it. My crew, we love y'all, man. Silverback Podcast, your boy Big H. Dre, Triple C, we love y'all. Be safe. See y'all next week. Deuces.